Oh, yeah, I watched one episode of Canon, and I think that I'm dumber for having watched that.
Explain how.
I felt my brain cells writhe in pain and cry out and die.
What's Canon about?
Yeah, what's this plot?
I don't even know. Okay, what I got from the first episode is apparently, I guess, this dude goes back to this town that he used to live in when he was younger to stay with his cousin, who I guess probably in the game you can bang, and there's like...
That would just ruin her purity, though.
There's cute girls, and by cute, I mean the Japanese male otaku definition of cute, which means they're basically retarded. And given that this is a game from Key, with those lovely Key character designs, they actually look retarded, in addition to acting retarded. I don't know if I'm the only person who does not like those Key character designs at all. We had a discussion a while ago about character designers that you just can't stand, and I couldn't really answer, because I couldn't really think of anybody. Well, no, now I know. Whoever it is that does these fucking character designs for Key games like Canon, I hate that dude's character designs. The girls have these really big, watery, liquid eyes, but their eyes are really, really far apart.
Down syndrome.
On their face, and then their mouths are really close. They have
Down
almost no nose.
Down syndrome is hilarious. Not as hilarious as Ray.
And their mouth is really close to their eyes. It doesn't go down very far before it's their mouth. And so, I don't know, it gives this weird appearance to their face that it's supposed to be cute, but I just find it strange looking, and yeah... So there's these two girls, and they're supposed to be cute, but it's really annoying because they all talk in that squeaky, cutesy Japanese girl voice that I can't properly emulate, but it's like, they all talk kind of like this, except in Japanese.
Yeah, we'll just take that and then pitch it up about two octaves.
Yeah.
Kind of like my Dave Riley impersonation, only opposite.
Yeah,
and that'll maybe get close.
And, yeah, God, these girls just act completely retarded all the time. It's like they just don't even have a brain, which I guess is how Japanese men
Give
like
Give an
them.
Example of their retarded behavior.
Okay, well, probably the biggest example is this one girl.
Oh,
well, partly they have this thing that they do in Bishojo games and series that are based off of or like Bishojo games, where the girls, in order to differentiate them, make individualized, weird noises. Kind of like Cardcaptor Sakura, I think, is actually a good show. I like it. But you know how she kind of has like, she has that hoi kind of like sigh. Well, Bishojo games do that for all of these characters. Every like girl has to have their own cute individualized noise. So like this girl, Ayu from Canon, goes ugh. So anytime she's frustrated or she's sad or whatever, she goes ugh. And it's supposed to be cute, I guess. I just find it really, really annoying and I want to stab her. And it also sounds retarded. So anyway, Ayu, the Ugu girl, apparently is like, I don't know, a kleptomaniac or something. She really likes taiyaki, which is this fist-shaped cake thing with sweet bean paste inside, and so she steals them or something. It was supposedly not her fault that she stole it. She was gonna pay for it, and then she got spooked, and so she ran away, but didn't want to go back to pay for it, so... I don't know, whatever. And she's running away from the dude that owns the taiyaki shop, and when she runs into the main guy character, and I guess it seems like from flashbacks that he knew this girl also when he was a kid, just like when he lived here, he was friends with his cousin, and so it's the whole childhood friend thing. So he's talking to Ayu, and he points out that she's got this little backpack on with little wings on it, and he says something about the wings on her back, and she's like, "What wings?" And she apparently has no idea what she put on her back that morning when she left her house. And so she starts to try and turn around to see what he's talking about on her back. And for like half a minute, or a minute it felt like, she turns in a circle trying to see the thing on her back. She doesn't turn her head, she doesn't take it off and look at it. Don't even ask me why it is that she doesn't remember the backpack that she had to have put on herself that morning when she left the house. But she is too stupid, apparently, to realize that she could just, like, crane her head back and look over her shoulder and see it. So she spins in a circle and is like, oh, I can't see it.
Clearly she needs someone to protect her from the world. And that's someone.
How retarded do you have to be to do that? Seriously.
But and retarded, I guess it's cute.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be cute and heartwarming and blah blah blah.
Having
but it just makes me
chromosome is
it just makes me want to stab people. I don't like to judge a show after one episode, but I am not watching any more of that. Like, I can't take it. It's so, so bad. And yeah, I feel dumber for having watched those girls.
And the moral of the story is that Canon is the most popular show this season, along with Death Note.
Well, Canon was really popular the first time they made it, but one series apparently wasn't good enough. I guess the adaptation wasn't faithful enough to the game.
Girls
so they
were
made
able
it
to tie
again.
Their own shoes.
Yeah, so instead of getting another season of Full Metal Panic or another season of Haruhi from KyoAni, no, we're getting Canon. And then after that, they're doing some other thing called, I think, Lucky Star or something, but couldn't we have more Full Metal Panic or more Haruhi, please?
Full Metal Panic, the Tessa show, all Tessa all the time.
No.
Watches Tessa is unable to find her shoes for two episodes. It's a two-parter. It's a cliffhanger.
One show and left shoe in one episode.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Right shoe in the other.
I mean, it kind of sucks because Kyoto Animation, I mean, is a really good studio. They do great work. Their animation is gorgeous. They do really good adaptations. So I'm sure that Kyoto Animation is doing a great job in terms of adapting canon. I like their work, but I can't watch this show. It's, how do people like this? I don't understand.
To know the face of anime, to know the true face of fandom is to understand these shows, or you can just wall yourself up and live in your own world and just
with
subsist
us
on the memories.
That is why
the
most
bubble of the anime world order.
That is why the most popular anime podcast in Japan has a moe version of it to listen to. So
what entails
what?
Being a moe version?
There's apparently
is it all like voiced by cute girls or something?
I don't know. All I know is that it's a really big deal podcast, and one they have a moe version and a non moe version.
Yeah.